Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say I ain't no good, and I'm crazy as a loon, cause I shave my head in the morning, pick guitar in the afternoon. Just like old Chief and Charlie, I like to lay around in the shade. Well, I ain't got no money, but you better believe I got it made, cause I ain't asking nobody for nothing. If I can't get it on my own, if you don't like the way I'm living, just leave this bald-headed country boy alone.
So before we get started today, I just want to tell y'all, listeners, I heard you. You said it at the ads too long at the beginning of the show, so we're going to space them out. You're only going to hear some now, then you hear some in the middle, so don't be bothered when you hear me pop up in the middle of your show today. Starting off for us is one of my friends. She started their own moonshine company. Let me tell you, I got a new favorite moonshine. Not only do I absolutely adore Sarah Blake, Blake now has a badass moonshine, and it's called Blake's Moonshine, and I am obsessed with it. They have this caramel apple delight, and if you are from the South or anywhere and just like moonshine, but like real moonshine, like real good moonshine, y'all remember what that apple moonshine used to taste like? This right here is so damn close that it is ridiculous. You would have think there's some backwoods folks from down in South Georgia making this. It's so damn good, and you can try it right now. All you got to do is go to onlysarahblake.com, onlysarahblake.com, and you can order you some right now. And trust me, y'all know how much I like drinking and having a damn good time. I wouldn't be putting some alcohol on here that I didn't actually drink, so I got a bottle sitting on my desk right now. Thank you to Sarah and Matt for sending it to me, and thank y'all for being part of the Josh Terry Podcast. Y'all, please go check them out now, onlysarahblake.com, and get you some of this Blake Moonshine now. Eight and tell them you heard it right here on the Josh Terry Podcast. A good buddy to the show decided to sponsor this month, DPF Alternatives at 314 Garrison Road in Macon, Georgia. You can find this good old boy on Facebook at DPF Alternatives Macon, Georgia. They service diesel vehicles, semis, pickup, tractors, heavy equipment, anything that uses diesel. They clean all emission systems and diesels, and they give you a 1-year warranty. They also sell aftermarket filters, offer 24-hour service. Look, my dad recently, this is how we got hooked up with these guys. My dad recently had to take his truck somewhere to get it serviced, and the guys over at DPF hooked us up, and we come to find out that he listened to the show because his sister had been on the show a lot. So pretty much like family now. So if your diesel needs its emission system cleaned or serviced, I'm telling you, go check out my guys over at DPF in Macon, Georgia. You can call them now at 478-973-8502.
Tell them you heard their ad on the Josh Terry Podcast and get $50 off. DPF Alternatives Macon, Georgia.
Shout out to my boys over at Deep South Chemical. A couple weeks ago, they heard the ad on the podcast, and they sent me over some of the stuff that they sell. Some chemicals that you wash your vehicles with, some degreasers, some tire shine, some waxes, all that good stuff. And let me tell you, folks, Their stuff isn't like the shit you get at Walmart. This isn't like the shit you get from O'Reilly's. They gave me this stuff for my tires and rims, and all I had to do was spray it on and wipe it off. I didn't have to scrub. I didn't have to break my damn back. Their stuff literally was so good, I just had to wipe it off. I know I would have used these guys again, even if they wouldn't have sponsored the show. So it tickled me when they decided to do it this month. So I need you guys to please go look up Deep South Chemical. Call them today. They'll ship the stuff to you. Their phone number is 404-909-4257. That's Deep South Chemical. Tell Mr. Scott that Josh Terry sent you. Guys, y'all got to go check out Cotton Field Bar and Grill in Sneed, Alabama. I guess that's how you say it. It's 167 Medical Street. These guys have got some big things going on, and I'm glad that they're bringing me in to help out. They fed me the other day, and let me tell you, they gave me wings, they gave me cheese sticks, they gave me some fire roasted or stone, whatever you want to call it, pizza. That was amazing. Everything that I ate there was amazing. When I go to Alabama from now on to do events and hang out, I'm going to make it a point to go see my dudes and the staff over at Cottonfield Bar and Grill at 167 Medical Street, Sneed, Alabama. Back Road Park and Event Venue. This is not a mud bog, by the way. I'm going to make sure they put that in all their shit. I went to visit with them the other day over in Susan Moore, Alabama, and they are going to have some big events coming up. And everything they do, I'm going to get to be associated with as their MC. They are going to have some great acts coming up, so please listen out on this show. And anytime we say Back Road Park and Event Venue, you need to have it in your head that it is not a mud bog. It is going to be an adult playground with live music and great times. So make sure you listen out for future announcements about events there. Let me tell you about my new favorite healthcare provider, Your Choice Healthcare, Miss Lynn over in Eastman at 820 2nd Avenue has helped me from everything with my weight loss. She'll help manage your health. She'll help manage the hormones in your body for the right alignment of your mind, body, in spirit for a balanced life. I know ever since I started going to Miss Lynn, it has really helped me, my mental health, everything. So if you need a little help, look up Your Choice Healthcare, PC in Eastman, Georgia, and give Miss Lynn a call now at 478-559-3150. What's up, folks? Hope y'all are having a good day. It is July the 30th. I couldn't remember what day it was. I'm sitting here with the most precious angel baby that the good Lord ever made. Why are you such a dick?
I'm not.
That's not. I'm sitting here giving you a compliment, being sweet to you, and you're going to be ugly to me?
Well, I'll give you a compliment, too. Your bald head is really, really shiny, and when light hits it,
why don't
it
you
makes
have any
me
better
go
jokes?
Blind.
You need better jokes. It's either you picking
and
on my bald head.
You need more hair.
You're a bitch, bruh. It's either you picking on my hair or telling me I'm fat. That's not
what
only-
hair?
Well, the lack thereof. But yeah, that's all you got. You ain't got nothing else. Mm-hmm. I don't understand why you like that.
I don't know.
See, if you wasn't such an asshole, I'd take you everywhere with me. Like the beach tomorrow.
Shut up.
It's going to be fun. I really hate you can't go, baby.
You're built like a Dorito.
What does that even mean?
You're built like a triangle in your orange.
There was this old black boy that I went to school
what?
With. What?
Okay, what?
There was this boy that I went to school with. He was awesome. His name was Isaac. I say old black boy. He's my age. He's cool as hell. Isaac, I can't remember your last name if you ever hear this. He's one of my favorite people in high school. One of my absolute favorite people. We played football and everything together growing up. But anyway, he would say stuff like that. He would say, you're built like a Dorito. I remember he called a teacher a ham hock one time. Oh, it was funny. But like it was really, really funny, and you do that, but it's not so funny.
I mean, you're not really funny, so.
I get paid to be funny and talk. What do you get paid to do? Nothing. You are 12, though. Well,
yeah.
You'll be 12 in September.
I'm 11. I hate when you do that.
Well, you're all, well, it don't matter.
I'm not 12.
You're almost 12, bro. Anywho, before me and Gracie just bullshit and talk for a little bit, I want to thank Back Road Park Venue. I want to thank Pearl Promoting, Miss Anna and Alexis. And I want to thank Cottonfield Grill over in Snead, Alabama. Ty and Mr. Kevin. Gracie, I'm taking you with me over there soon. The bigger events, we can't announce them yet. They'll be announced in a day or two. But it's a family atmosphere. It's fun. You get to listen to good music, and the food there is great. Now, I got the two places in Georgia I always go, Lori's Dive-In, Cashman's Pub, and now I got a place in Alabama I'm going to steady go. And don't forget, you hadn't been to – you've only been to two of those.
I have not.
You've been to Lori's? You've been to Lori's, and fed us here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And I took you to Cashman's several times to eat and listen to music.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You just don't realize the name of the place.
I don't know. You just take me places. You don't tell me.
Well, I don't have to tell you that we do business with a place today.
Well, I don't know the name of it. You just drag me in random buildings.
Well, that's usually what people do. Creepers do that anyway. Don't drag you in random fucking buildings either. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're an asshole. And don't forget Live Oak in Nashville. I've got a lot of places that we work with now. Hummingbird too. It's okay. Nobody cares. It's put on silent. I'm just really, really blessed. But this weekend we got to go on a movie set. I don't even know if I can talk about it. I think I already put it on social media. Matthew McConaughey was shooting a movie in Snead, Alabama. And we got to go. And it looked really, really cool. It looked like a Klan meeting walking up to it, though. But also, your dad might have had too many chocolate milks that night.
Totes chocolate milks.
What?
Totally chocolate milks.
It was. They were really chocolatey. Mm-hmm. They gave me a little tummy ache.
You had a little alcohol in them?
Maybe. Maybe. Turn your mic down while facing you. There you go. Nice. They were good. But that's a place I can take you. Every place I just named you, I can take you. I wish I could take you to the beach, but that didn't work out, did it?
Stop bringing that up.
Well, it's okay, because you're going to be the first kid in your school when softball season's over. You're going with me to Nashville, and you're going to help me host a Nashville show.
How do you know I'm the first kid?
What other kids you know have been on stage in Nashville?
I don't know any kids there.
I'm talking about in your school,
yeah,
dumbass.
Exactly. I don't know any people.
You just know your four little friends?
Yeah. Well, I know my grade. I don't know anybody else.
Well, I doubt any other rest on the bench.
How you going to say I only got four friends? I can name 10.
Don't name the children on the show.
I'm not. I'm just saying.
Their parents probably wouldn't like their name mentioned on the show.
I have more friends than you.
That's probably right. Yeah. But, Gracie, the older you get, the less friends you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you learn that you have acquaintances, and then you have friends.
And then you're just mean to people. They don't want to be a friend no more.
That does happen quite regularly.
Because you're mean.
I'm not mean. I'm blunt.
Yes, you're mean.
Gracie, life is too short. Life is too short to sit there and not be honest with people about your feelings.
I'm not mean. I'm nice to people.
Well, Gracie, it's not I'm mean. It's I'm just direct. I'm blunt. I tell you what I'm feeling, how I'm thinking. That way you don't have to know. You don't have to think that I'm saying one thing and feeling another. You know where I stand.
Stand short.
You're a bitch, bruh. Why do you have to be like that? Why can't you just be like, Dad, I think it's really cool how successful you are and where you're at in the world with the show and everything. I just want to be just like you when I grow up.
Maybe I'd say that if I picked up less dog poop at your house.
When's the last time you picked up dog shit at the house? Dogs don't even shit in the house no more.
Oh, but the dishes.
You have chores, bruh. Every kid had chores growing up. You're mad because you got chores. You're not just this little entitled white bitch. I hate to tell you. You come from poors. We're not super poor anymore.
When I say we're poor, you get mad at me.
No, because you're not poor. I said you come from poors. Your mom grew up not with a lot of money, and I grew up poor. I didn't even realize I was poor.
You're still poor because you spend all your money on alcohol.
Gracie, I don't even drink that much no more. I don't know why you got to be an asshole. Over the last couple of months, because me and you have spent a lot more time together the past couple of months because you've been out of school. How often have you seen me drink?
On your Instagram story. Like,
well, you
got to
look
day.
On Instagram. You still ain't never seen me. If you'd have went to the beach this week, you'd have saw me drunk.
Shut up!
It's okay. One day. But you know what's going to be cool?
And maybe one day you'll actually get hair.
Can you do other jokes besides that? The hair stuff's just running out, baby. That's when you're supposed to say, just like your hair. Smart ass. You missed a whole opportunity. Anyway, so how was your summer?
Good, I guess. I just slept and watched Star Wars all summer.
All summer?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite person on Star Wars now?
Anakin Skywalker.
You mean Darth Vader?
Both. Well, they're the same. Not really the same person. You get what I mean.
It's funny to me that you're 11, I'm 35, and I like Darth Vader was always my favorite, but Anakin's yours. Star Wars is like generational. That's cool to me. Is there anything? There's nothing really more. Oh no, we've watched Indiana Jones. You liked it now.
Yeah, I like Indiana Jones and Back to the Future. And I like Karate Kid.
I don't like Karate Kid. That's the only thing I can't agree with you on. Karate Kid just doesn't do it for me. Why do you like it?
Because I like.
You like it better than Star Wars?
No.
Which one's your favorite out of all of them?
Star Wars.
But you were big into Harry Potter too, though.
Yeah, I was.
You was? You've outgrown Harry Potter?
I don't know. It's kind of boring.
You'd rather watch Star Wars now?
Yeah. I was just following trends. I'm a trend hopper.
A trend hopper?
Yeah. And every once in a while, I find one that I actually like. And Star Wars I actually like. And Karate Kid.
You know, I didn't watch Star Wars until I was probably in high school.
So that's
you're
sad.
You're a little bit before me. What got you into Star Wars? Me and you had tried to watch it before, but you didn't like it.
One of my YouTubers I watched, he talks about it. And then I was like, oh, maybe I need to watch this. So I watched it. And
you know how you just did that little voice?
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Oh, my name's Gracie, and I like to watch Star Wars.
Yeah, anyway.
You're a fucking asshole. There was something I was fixing to ask you about from Star Wars, and now I can't remember what it was.
Don't ask me no questions about the movies now.
No, I'm not. Oh, it was what you said earlier when we were in Walmart that made me even want to do this show with you.
What? About Disney?
Yeah. About you saying how good the old ones were, and you asked me why the new ones wasn't as good.
Because Disney.
Yeah.
Disney.
I don't know what year Disney bought them. But
same thing with Indiana Jones. Didn't that happen with Indiana Jones?
Yeah. So everyone hated Crystal Skull.
Because the first Indiana Joneses were good. They were more like not as
real.
Yeah, they were more real. But then that the ones with Disney, it was kind of stupid. I did not like it.
The new one wasn't that bad.
I like the new one, but not the.
Not the Crystal Skull.
Yeah.
Well, even South Park. I'll show you the episode when we get home if you promise not to tell your mom.
Disney's was so.
No.
I was about to say.
South Park did an episode about Indiana Jones, the Crystal Skull.
Oh, did?
Yeah. And they talked about how George Lucas, who's the person who came up with Star Wars and everything. Okay. They talked about how they let Disney just rape Indiana Jones. They took what was really cool growing up, the National Treasure movies. You like those movies because they seem real. Yeah. They seem like it's something you could go out and do. It's something that might be real, even though aliens are real.
Aliens, yeah. Me and my friend saw one.
Where did you see an alien?
We were riding on the dirt roads behind my house, and we saw one. We saw a UFO.
What did you see?
It was spinning. It was going round. It was flashing white, blue, and red.
Chris, I swear to God, if you're doing drugs already at 11, I'm going to kick your ass.
I'm not. I swear. She saw it too. Mama saw it too. It was coming. We were yelling at us.
Yelling at the UFO?
Yeah. We told it to take us because we didn't want to go to school.
You're a moron.
I have a video of it. We were saying.
Where's the video?
On my phone. But it's very bad quality because my friend videoed it.
It's funny how every time somebody's got a video of an alien.
No, like the quality looks so bad. I don't know what happened. It's like all pixelated and stuff.
Let me see. Show it to me. What's crazy is when I was a kid, when I was young, at my mom and dad's first house, our little shack that's condemned and everything now, there was a beam of light. I swear this to the day I die. There was like a beam of light that looked like a rainbow that came down in the backyard at night. Let me see this video. Hold on. Let's see. Why does it look like that?
I know. But when we videoed it and we looked at it and we were riding, it looked fine.
Are you just trying to, like, be an asshole right now?
No, I swear. That's what she's...
I've never seen anything pixelated like this.
I know. I don't know if it's just, like, my phone.
No, that's not your phone. That's interruption.
I don't know, but it's weird.
Dude, that's weird.
I don't know. Because she was showing me and every... Like, she was pointing it to me and pointing at the light. It was coming fast at us. And then that's what it looked like.
And then it keeps, like, being a flash of light.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's weird. That is, like...
It's weird.
Does anything else on your phone ever came out to look that way?
No.
That's fucking weird, G.
I don't know.
So I think we both have seen aliens.
Oh, well, I am.
You know what I think aliens are, though?
What?
I think they're us from the future.
Boy.
I think they're just us from the
future. I saw a TikTok that said they're demons disguised.
No, they're not demons. Have you ever seen, you know how much I like Mike Tyson, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen, I hope this doesn't mess up.
I thought Mike Tyson owned the Tyson chicken.
What?
He doesn't.
No.
I've been lied to.
Who told you that Mike Tyson owned Mike Tyson?
Myself.
Well, then you're an idiot.
I thought he created the
dynamics. No, he did not create Tyson chicken.
Well, oopsies.
Mike Tyson. No, I want to show you this picture. So there is a picture.
Excuse me.
Boxing. I don't even know what to type in here. I'm not Jamie from Joe Rogan. Boxing match where you see iPhone.
He can't where spell good, guys. You, give him a minute.
Yeah, you can't. Don't be an asshole.
You can't?
I can't. Where you see iPhone.
Can't speak
in
either.
Crowd. Old. Okay. Let me show you this. Okay. Mike Tyson, this is 1995. What does that look like?
That looks like a phone. What is
conspiracy
that?
Theorists think a time traveler.
Phones aren't out yet.
No. Look. Watch. Conspiracy theorists, this is 1995.
Hold on, let me see that again.
Hold on. Read it to them.
I don't know how to.
Mike Tyson is facing Peter Neely in a boxing match in Vegas. This was before the iPhone existed, 1995, obviously. This is before they even had, they might have had car phones. Before YouTube was even an idea. Before the height of cyberspace conspiracy theorists. Now in this time, which this is 2023, this is an old video, the internet has hell-bent in proving the existence of time travel. Look, what is that?
It's taking a photo.
It's even taking a picture, dude. If y'all have never seen...
I'm not a dude.
Whatever, Gracie. It looks like a camera phone. Acts like a camera phone. It must be a camera phone, right? That is a camera. That is a whole-ass phone. But see, like, this is one of those things. If I could travel back in time, I'd want to see Mike Tyson fight. So, like, I get why people probably think that it's a time travel.
I'd want to meet Princess Diana.
You like Princess Diana?
Yeah.
I do too. Why do you like her?
They murdered her.
Oh, they absolutely murdered her.
Rest in peace.
Your ninny that you didn't get to meet, my ninny,
uh-huh.
She was obsessed with Princess Diana. When she died, there was all kind of, like, she had a Princess Diana, can't talk. I'm on new medication, by the way, guys, if you can't tell.
He's on drugs.
Yeah, these are perfect. These are time-released Adderall, 30 milligrams. Let's go. I am talking my head off right now. But anyway, she had like a Princess Diana Barbie. She had all these books and everything, like all type of shit.
I didn't get none of that crap. Why didn't I get anything?
She died in 2001. You were born 10 years later.
Well, still, where's it all at now?
Well, we had a house fire. It probably burned up then.
Oh.
And if not, then your aunt would have got it.
What aunt? Oh, I forget I have an aunt.
You do. I forget you do too. And we forget because she's in a cult. Well, she's not anymore.
She is in a cult.
She was in a cult.
She moved?
I don't really know their whole situation. I just know they're not with the cult people no more.
That we aren't supposed to talk about that.
I don't give a shit. Gracie, you've seen me get a cease and desist letter on here and I still talked about stuff. You think I'm just going to not talk about shit because my family doesn't want me to? I talk about your stuff on here.
Boy, what you be talking about?
I be telling all your shit, bro.
What?
I'll be telling everything.
About what?
You don't even want to know.
I don't even have anything.
Yeah, I don't even want to know. Yeah, I be using an example all the time of what not to do.
I don't do anything.
You have your Invisaligns in?
No, they're in the truck.
Okay. Anyway, no, I really don't. I compliment you a lot.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Maybe I shouldn't, though.
Anyway,
what we're talking about, Princess Diana?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, oh, with the conspiracy theories and stuff, too, with Mike Tyson and everything. I believe that people that are saying are UFOs and aliens, I think they're us from the future.
Like flying cars?
Gracie. you're an idiot.
Instead of flying cars, it's UFOs. It's not.
Yes, exactly. I think that it's people that are coming back in time, like they're going on a like they're going on a field trip.
I just got an idea.
What?
In the future. Anyway, I don't know if I can say.
You can say it. Say it.
If like instead of becoming like transgender thing, you can like get surgery to become like a new species. Like
they already do that now. Like, people are cat people.
No, I'm talking about like you can become alien.
Gracie, you might have just solved time travel.
I know. I just did.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's why it's not, like, flooded with people.
I just did.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's go. That's funny. But, no, like I said, I think there are people coming back. And, like, I saw an argument from somebody the other day that was like, well, if that was the case, you'd see them everywhere all the time. That's not really the case.
You have to be when you certified. When you watched
Back to the Future, they only went back for one day, right?
Yeah.
And they were told not to interrupt anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if that's what time travel is?
They just chill up in there.
Yeah, what if they just show up, they enjoy the day, and then they go on about their business? There's 65 million years on this Earth. Not everybody's going to come back right now.
That's how many years the Earth has been?
Yeah. Yeah. If I could go back in time, I wouldn't come to this time period. I'd go to the Egyptians, and I want to see how the pyramids were made. And I would want to see Rome. I don't want to see all that shit. I wouldn't come to 2013.
Nah, you're weird. You're going to the historical stuff.
I love the historical
stuff. Not me.
Where would you go?
I'd time travel to the making of the Star Wars movies.
That's in the 1970s. If you had that option.
No, I was talking about like 2000s or the 70s. It doesn't really matter. Either one.
Why wouldn't you go to when actual Star Wars was a thing? Why wouldn't
was it ever even a thing? No. Maybe the aliens are actually Jedis. That's what
maybe.
I was saying. That's what I was
maybe.
Saying. If they take me, they could give me a lightsaber and I could be a Jedi up in the galaxy. Think about it. That's what aliens are.
Jedis.
Yes. They just don't look like humans. And if you get abducted by aliens, they don't hurt you. They take you up there and give you training and you like save galaxy.
You save galaxies and shit.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what it is. Yeah. I don't think that's what it is because I think we would see them in space.
I hope they got lightsabers, though, because I want one.
What would you do with a lightsaber?
Cut stuff. Kill people.
Yeah. Do you watch Rick and Morty?
I mean, I watch it.
There's an episode where Morty, like, wants a lightsaber really, really bad, and he gets one, and he drops it. To where it's straight down, to where it's up and down, parallel.
Mm-hmm.
And it, because it's a lightsaber, it just keeps going until it gets to the Earth's crust. That's what would happen with you.
No, it would not.
You wouldn't have a finger, a toe, or anything.
I would have a whole Jedi outfit, and I'd have one of them belts where you can put the lightsaber in there.
You would cut each one of your dogs in half within a
no,
day.
No, I would
on
not.
On accident.
No,
not
I would
not. Not on purpose,
not.
On accident.
No.
You would dress haggard up like a little, what's he already look like? He looks like something from Star Wars already. What's the ones where they're the little bear looking creatures that are on a different planet?
The sand thing?
No.
Like where Luke comes from?
No. You know what I'm talking about.
Tatooine.
No, it's not Tatooine.
What the heck?
Hold on.
Where'd you get that from?
Tatooine?
I'm talking about where Anakin's from.
Where's he from?
T-A...
It's Tatooine.
That's how you say it?
It's Tatooine.
I've been saying it wrong this whole
they
time.
They say it in the movie 1,000 times.
I've been saying it so wrong.
Yeah, they say it in the movie like all the time. Hold on a second. What is the teddy bear looking creatures in Star Wars?
Chewbacca?
No, it's not Chewbacca. Oh, it's Ewoks. You remember the Ewoks?
Let me see. Oh, those things look more like you.
You're an ass. They look like little teddy bears, bruh.
I'd want one.
Would you?
I want one of the things. They're spelt like They're spelled like Shaq, but I don't think that's how you say them.
They're spelled like Shaq?
Yeah, that's how that, like, they're spelled.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You have a phone right there. Use your phone. I have no idea what you're talking
about. And the Clone
Wars. Yeah, I'm not too familiar with the Clone Wars stuff. I don't like the new ones. I definitely don't like episode 1. 2 and 3 is okay. But the older ones are really, really good.
Yeah, that's how you spell it.
And then the new ones are pretty good.
Not the...
Yeah, the new ones, what episode would that be? 7, 8, and 9? With...
That thing!
What?
Okay, yeah. It's spelled S-H-A.
Show me.
Those things.
I've never seen that.
Yes, you have. That's where they're at, probably.
I'm surprised you didn't say I look like Jabba the Hutt.
No, that's what Mama said she looks like.
Wow.
She called herself. I didn't say.
You better, your mama's going to beat your
ass.
I
didn't say that's what she looked like. She called herself that.
I'm not. I ain't brave enough.
When Anakin and, how you say her name?
Padme?
Yeah, her. They were on...
How did I remember that shit?
I mean, I know it. I just don't want to say anything, pronounce anything wrong. When they're at N-A-B-O-O. Is that how you...
Let me see it.
How you pronounce that? Let me see it.
Let me see it. Naboo.
Okay, yeah.
It's Naboo.
That's how I thought it was, but then a while ago when you told me that, that's how you...
I want to thank Dr. Lynn Brown and Eastman for this new... this isn't a commercial. I just realized, like, I'm smarter on this new medication they put me on.
Yeah, all
right. I'm being able to say words. I can see them when you read them out loud. Like, N-A-B-O-O. Naboo. You
know, that doesn't happen to you all the time?
I'm dyslexic, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I literally have a learning disorder.
Forget about that.
And then you pick on me about my learning disorder. And it really hurts my feelings. You know that kids used to do that to me in school? Whenever they'd be like, hey, Josh, will you read a book in class? Read out loud.
Oh, no.
I'd be so scared. And then I would, and it would sound so bad.
Oh, no.
That's not funny. You're not supposed to pick on people about learning disabilities.
Oh, no.
You're an ass.
I can pick on you because you're my dad.
Oh, I can pick on you because you're my daughter.
Mm-hmm. But I ain't got no
That's a disability. You're a dumbass.
I don't.
Disorder. Learning disorders.
Yeah, that. I don't have any of that.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Maybe.
No, I do not.
Maybe. You never know with you. Anywho, did you have a good summer all in all besides for us sitting there? Oh, let's fucking talk about the time travel shit some more. Yeah. Have you seen all the stuff from The Simpsons?
Yes.
You know, The Simpsons predicted everything.
Yes, they predicted everything.
That right there is insane to me. There's an episode of The Simpsons that has this in it. I'll never understand it.
That's what it is, you jumbo.
Someone found what it would have been. You sons of bitches.
They debunked it.
Ah.
He's mad now.
I am mad.
Debunked.
Where's the back of it look like? Because that can't be it, is it?
That's it.
You know what?
That is it.
It's a camera turned sideways. Son of a bitch. Never mind. None of y'all go look. It's a camera turned sideways. Oh, my God.
See, I could have told you that didn't like a phone.
You said it. We can rewind this. It looked like a... Ew, that's not what you said at all.
I mean, it didn't look like an actual phone because of the camera.
That pisses me off.
Because wasn't Apple the first people to come up with, like, iPhones?
Well, Apple is an iPhone. You mean the touchscreen? Or do you mean like an actual iPhone?
I thought iPhones was a type of device.
Yeah, but it's made by Apple.
Samsungs have iPhones.
No, Samsungs
have phones.
Yes, yeah, they're smartphones.
Mm-hmm. Was Apple the first one to come out with those?
I don't know. I want to say probably. Okay, let's look it up real fast.
Well, I could have told you that didn't look like an Apple camera.
Well, no, it did not look like an Apple camera. I'll give you that. It does not. Dad, they just debunked it. I cannot stand the fact that I have looked at that 100 times, and that's the first time I've ever seen that.
So
who came out with the first? Let me tell you about my girl, Miss Erica, with Crooked W Consulting. She has a small marketing and design agency out of North Carolina. She offers small, affordable business solutions that tailor your business and startups nationwide. She's currently doing my new website. I'm telling you, folks, you need to let her do yours. She's doing us a jam-up job. She also offers digital marketing, graphic design, and social media management. If I'm using her here at the studio, there ain't no reason why your small business shouldn't. Look her up on Facebook and Instagram at Crooked W Consulting, or text her now at 919-351-2084. Crooked W Consulting. Hit up Miss Erica now. You won't be disappointed. Let's give a quick shout out to Nobles Networking. Guys, if you're looking for a new internet provider, they hook me up here at the studio and at my house. If you live out in the country and you can't find nowhere else where to get your internet, or you're paying too much for Hargrave or any of that other shit, look up Nobles Networking. 478-308-0596. Are going to love it. I'm telling you, it works great for me. It runs everything here at the studio in my house perfectly. Hit up Nobles Networking. Let me tell you about Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia. I ran her ad several times now. She's been with me since I started doing this stuff. Even if it's not convenient for you, take some time, go out of your way, and go eat there. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. She takes pride in her staff, her food, her service, every single aspect. So, please go check out Lori's Dive-In in Alamo, Georgia at 8 Commerce Street. And the phone number is 912-568-1645. Lori's Dive-In. If you've seen me wearing hats lately that's got DYH on it, it stands for Down Yonder Hat Co. Seth Bazemore, a buddy of mine, he owns that company, and he has sent me some of their hats. Let me tell you, I love them. I've worn them in a lot of my stuff lately, and I plan on wearing them a lot more. I've shared them with some of my friends. He has a startup business, and I'm telling you guys, you would absolutely love them. So do me a favor. Go right now to his Instagram at Down Yonder Hat Co. Check them out. They also have a website, downyonderhatco.com. Order some stuff from them and tag them on Instagram. And when you do, make sure when you make the post, you say that you heard about the hats and Down Yonder right here on the Josh Terry Podcast. I want to give a special thank you to Project K9 Hero. Them and Cashman's Pub just came on to be a sponsor for us for an entire year. So if you guys love puppy dogs, if you guys love supporting our military and law enforcement, you guys need to go check out Project K9 Hero. Go make a donation. Go do whatever. Buy some gear to show your support. Thank you to Jason Johnson and also to my guy Ron at Cashman's Pub. Ron is opening up a couple other spots. He's already got the library in Macon, Georgia. And let me tell you, when we go out to Macon, that is where we pregame. We pregame at Cashman's. We have a good time. They got good food. They always got good music. And Ron is letting me bring some artists down there to play. So y'all do me a favor. If you're in Macon, Georgia, and you're looking for a spot to eat, go check out Cashman's Pub. If you're looking for a spot to get drunk and hang out with your friends, Cashman's Pub is the place to go. Special thank you to Mr. Blake over at Gerald Electric Company. Right here in Cochran, Georgia, they can handle all your commercial and industrial electrical construction and maintenance needs. This old fella came on middle of the month, so this ad ain't completely finished, but what's cool about it, they're right here out of Cochran, Georgia. It's a family-owned business, and they're going to be coming here in the next couple of days and actually doing an episode and telling you guys more about them and their company. So, y'all, please do me a favor and go check them out on all social media platforms and give them a call for any of your commercial and industrial electrical needs today. That's Gerald Electric Company. As for Blake, his phone number is 478-279-330.
Shout out to Pearl Promoting. You guys need to look up Miss Anna and everything that her and her associates have going on over in Alabama. I know they've been a big help to me. Big help to me. And guys, if you're an artist, reach out to them. They're going to help you for a lot of the stuff that you don't want to do, a lot of stuff that you're not getting done, a lot of the stuff that you don't know how to do. Pearl Promoting is going to help you. So go look them up on Facebook now at Pearl Promoting. I'm not going to. iPhone. Or the first what? Smartphone.
I discovered what a pager was the other day.
Did you really?
Yeah. I've discovered it by watching a movie.
IBM came out with the first one. Oh, wait, no.
What the heck? No, that's not an iPhone.
I know it says in 1992, IBM announced the very first smartphone. Yeah, that's not what we really got in mind.
Well, we're just going to go with Apple.
Yeah, well, I think it's Motorola now. Because I had this phone. You see the Razor? You wasn't lucky enough to have the Razor. Razor was pretty cool. The Razor, and then 2007 is when they came out with the iPhone. The iPhone is 16 years old?
Yeah, and I still got the freaking iPhone 8.
Gracie, no plus. One gives a shit. You are lucky to have a phone. I don't know why. You complain so much. You should be grateful. You get to do more shit than almost every kid.
I am grateful.
You know, I ain't like it sometimes.
You're not grateful.
Who's not grateful? I am extremely grateful for the life I get to live.
Yeah, all right.
Why do you think I ain't?
Because you're not.
I am very grateful to everybody that listens to the show, that sponsors the show.
You take for granted of things.
What do I take for granted?
Your dogs.
I do not. I'm taking them with me to the beach tomorrow.
Because you have no choice.
Because I have no choice.
Because no one's there to watch them.
No one's there to watch them. But still, I tried to take Whitley one time up there, and Whitley was good, but I can't take the other one.
Woodrow's a majestic creature. You have to understand him.
No one can understand
him. I understand him.
You don't.
Yes, I do.
I wish y'all were understanding him all week so I could take Jenny to the beach and let that baby get in the ocean one time.
That's not about. She's not dying.
See, I know she's not dying, but she's 10 years old,
Jack's
baby.
Jack's dying.
Jack's not dying. Jack's fine. He got a little heat stroke the other day.
He could have had cancer.
What?
He could have had cancer.
No, Gracie, I hate to tell you, everything has cancer now. We have cancer already.
I do not.
Look, listen to me. You don't realize. You realize that there was hardly any of the diseases that we have in this world right now 100 years ago. All it is they're putting so much bad shit in our food. They're putting so much bad shit into the air. All this kind of stuff that we're literally giving ourselves cancer. Like you didn't hear about people. I mean, they died a lot younger than us 100 years ago, but that's because they didn't have some of the medicines. But some of the medicines that we're taking and everything else is killing us.
Well, cancer has been cured.
Well,
it is. They just want
money.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that. Like, I'm surprised that you're smart enough to know about that.
I only say that because I saw a TikTok yesterday that was this guy, and he said it freaked me out. He said he was from the future, and he was saying stuff that was going to happen. And, he said that, I think it was like on August 12th, that there's going to be like cures, like five different. Is there like five different? I don't know. Is there different types of cancer?
There's a lot of different kinds.
Yeah, like five different types of cancer are going to be cured.
I think that there's already a cure for it myself. They won't give it to you because it's more money. Well, also, too, it's the money side, but then it's also population control. Like, we're already overpopulated. As a world, I really do think that they put stuff out there for us to get to help kill us at an earlier age.
So there's not any more people?
Well, there still has to be people.
So the population goes down.
Yeah. Because if it gets too, you know, in China, you can only have one kid.
I know Chinese people and they have like 8 siblings.
No, they don't. Not if they live here.
Oh. Yeah.
In China, they tell you how many kids you can have.
Oh, well.
I don't know if you can get like a permit and have some more or some shit like that. But
I don't think it's like a burning permit.
It might be.
I don't think you could just call, be like, hey.
Hey, Ching Chong Chang, can I have another key?
No, sir.
What? Oh, it's funny. I don't think any Chinamans listen to this. I don't have, like, when you look up the map, let's look and see what the percentage, and by the way, Chinese, I love you food, don't get mad. Like, I'm just joshing you. You know, that'd be a cool shirt.
Just
Josh. I'm just joshing you.
I wouldn't buy it.
You wouldn't buy it. That's a cool shirt. I think a lot of people would buy that. The Josh Terry podcast logo on the front, and then on the back, I'm just joshing you.
Write this down, people.
Yeah, write this down. Somebody remind me of this later. Let's look. Okay, hold on. Let's see how many people in China listen to me. Okay, so this is America. Oh, look how red America is for your daddy. They love your daddy over here, baby girl. All right, now, let's look. Okay, look. That's China.
Nobody.
No one in China is listening to this. But it's a communist country. I bet they can't.
Yeah.
What is this?
What the heck?
How do you say that? Kolota?
Heck if I know.
K-O-L-K-A-T-A. I have a following there? I bet there's a military base there. Shout out to all my folks over here.
Don't say it. You're going to say it wrong.
At Kolota?
Don't. That is not even.
K-O-L-K-A-T-A. See if there's a military base there.
You got it.
See, why? You're supposed to be helping me here.
No, if you're not with me, then you're my enemy.
What? India military base. Military base.
I don't think so. I think there's just somebody that likes watching you there.
That's cool, though. I wish I knew their name. I probably couldn't say it.
See, and when I tried to take a picture of it, that's how my picture turned out.
Yeah, that's crazy. No, there's no... I don't know if I can say this.
What?
Oh, this is fucking weird. It's TA COPS, TACOPS, Combat Forces Education and Training. There's a place there in India. They're listening to me at one of these cool ass places.
Aringading.
What? That's fire. But anyway, so we can make all the China jokes we want to.
You know what's fire?
What, babe?
Never mind. I didn't know how to make that work.
What? What stupid shit were you about to say?
I was going to try to say something about Anakin burning, but I didn't know how to execute it.
We got a big following in Africa. That's surprising. It is West Africa, though, or South Africa. Germany. I make a lot of Holocaust and Jew jokes. Is that okay to say? Why are you looking at me like that?
I think they put drugs in my chicken nuggets.
I think they did too.
Something's wrong.
That's wired, son. Spain, Bulgaria, Denmark, United Kingdom. Hell yeah. The most racist countries on the planet. Of course, they like me. But anyway, let's see if there's literally, I have not a single download in China. I bet you can't have this in China.
Not the Bahamas.
Yeah, I bet you can't have this in China now that I'm thinking about it.
I don't.
You know.
Japan.
Yeah. Let's see.
Australia.
United States, Canada, United Kingdom. Hell yeah, bruh.
Oh,
anyway. You ready to start back school this week?
No. Somebody kidnap me, please.
I tried to kidnap you to the beach, but you couldn't go.
Stop. I'm gonna go lay in the middle of the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna put like pictures of aliens around me and close my eyes and spread out like a starfish and hope they abduct me and take me away.
Well, it would be your future self. Like one of your great, how cool would that be? We need to write a movie. Let's write a movie. How cool would it be if your great great grandkids wanted to see how their great-great-grandma lived. And that's the aliens that come back.
And they see me doing that.
And, like,
that.
You're just like, they're like, my grandma's fucking stupid. Why is she laying in the yard?
I wanted a lightsaber. Say, yeah.
Maybe they'll bring you back one. Maybe us putting this out into the world.
Please.
Is like a time capsule. And maybe one day your great-great-grandkids open it and they're like, I'm going to take grandma a lightsaber.
Please.
Yeah.
I beg you. Just drop it down.
But then you'll end up ruling the world and the whole future will change. And
I'll be, yes.
Yeah, because you just like me. And what? What'd you about say? What'd you about say, smartass?
Kill people.
Gracie, I get worried about that with you a lot. You're a very morbid child.
If they deserve it, if they cross my path of me trying to become the most powerful Jedi ever, then they're going to die.
They should die. You know who that sounds like?
Get out my way.
You know who that sounds like? Guess.
I don't know.
That sounds like Anakin and Darth Vader.
Because I am Anakin.
You're not Anakin.
Yes, I am.
You're not.
Yes, huh?
Nuh-uh.
Yes, I'm literally him reincarnated, even though
it's a fictional character.
Yes.
Not real.
I'm aware.
Anywho, well, I just want to tell you, because we'll get off here now. This was just me and you bullshitting. I love you, and I'm very proud of you. You did good at softball this summer. Huh?
Our heist real.
Heist?
Yeah.
What do you mean heist? Like stealing shit?
Yeah.
Please don't tell me you like that stuff because I love it.
No, I'm going to be part of one.
Let's do it.
Neo, no. You're not coming with me.
Why?
Because I said so.
You don't want to go like steal the Mona Lisa or something together?
Mona Lisa is not real.
What do you mean the Mona Lisa is not real?
That's only in movies.
The Mona Lisa is 100% real.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Where are you getting your information from here?
That's common knowledge.
Gracie. The Mona Lisa is 1,000% real, and if I'm correct, it's in the Louvre. That's one place I really want me and you to go.
I'm going to break in there and steal it.
Hold on.
And make a lot of money so I can go to Canada.
Why do you want to go to Canada?
Because I want to go to that meet and greet.
What meet and greet?
With Hayden Christensen. So I can tell him I'm Anakin.
Hold on a second.
And he can give me a lightsaber. So,
hey, Grace, you know lightsabers aren't real.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
I have one.
Mona Lisa.
It's plastic.
Real or fake? Some historians have different thoughts about who's famous as Mona Lisa isn't a real person. The person might not be real, yeah. But it's definitely a real painting.
I thought it was only in movies. My bad.
No, you're an idiot.
I know you ain't talking now.
What is it? I thought.
Who's the one with the actual disorder?
Disability. All right, wait.
No!
Learning disorder. Shit. Fuck
See,
you. You got me.
See, you messed up now.
Yeah, you got me on that one, Dick. Mona Lisa, who painted it? It's Da Vinci, right?
No, he's painted the stars.
Yeah, Leonardo da Vinci, you jackass.
Who painted the Starry Night?
Van Gogh. How much you want to bet I'm right?
Give me
And why do I know this all of a sudden? Vincent Van Gogh. Boom. Your dad knows weird shit.
I'll tell you.
I know
about a queen that got beheaded.
Who?
I don't know her name.
Well, then you don't really know who got beheaded.
They have her wedding dress and they have her shoe, and then there's like a photo of what her head was supposed to look like when they got beheaded, and I saw it, and her eyes were closed, and she was like this.
Hold on, let me make sure I'm not going to tell these people wrong. I know what we're watching tonight when we go home.
Boy, I'm watching my eyelids.
Last Da Vinci. D-I-V. How do you spell Da Vinci? What is it?
D-A and then...
D-A.
No.
There it is. The Last Da Vinci.
Oh, I was right.
If you guys have not seen this, by the way, you need to watch The Last Da Vinci.
It says The Last...
It's a documentary.
It says The Lost Leonardo.
Yeah. So this is supposed to be a painting. This painter of Jesus. Right? That's Jesus.
Does not look like...
How does that not look like Jesus?
No, I don't like that.
Okay, well, that's the thing.
That looks weird. I don't like it.
Well, listen, it might not even be Jesus, but I think it's supposed to be.
We don't know what Jesus looks like. He could be black.
He could be. He could be a woman.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why wouldn't you think Jesus was a woman?
Excuse
me? I mean God. God, excuse me. Shit. My bad. I meant God.
Because it says, doesn't it say in the Bible, his son?
Yeah.
His!
I messed that up. I meant God. I was like... You confused me because I'm reading this and talking to you.
I thought Jesus is God's son.
Jesus is God's son. Yeah, but God could be a woman or a man.
Doesn't it say, like, doesn't it in the Bible when it refers to God doesn't say his, like his son?
Maybe. I don't remember.
I don't think it's a woman.
It could be whatever. You're going to make you're going to be the one that makes feminists mad for once on the show and not me.
I don't care.
That a girl. No, anyway, so this painting, I'm going to give you a little bit of detail to it. It just sold for $450.3 million.
Who has that money?
In November the 15th, 2017. Anyway, this might not even be a real. Like, this.
Real?
This might not even be a real painting from Da Vinci. That's why you have to watch this, but it still sold for $450.3 million. There's a lot of controversy about it. Look, right here. The painting depicts Jesus Christ. I knew. In a blue Renaissance dress.
I don't like that. That creeps me out.
It looks weird, don't it?
Yeah.
And look, one side of the face is different than the other.
It's like he's staring.
I know. It's weird, bro.
That's not the Jesus on the candles, I know.
That's not my Jesus. My Jesus has on a tuxedo shirt.
My Jesus is a cowboy.
Yeah, Jesus is a cowboy. Ooh, Grace, that's a song.
No, it's not.
Yeah. No, it's going to be.
Oh.
My Jesus is a cowboy. He does a rope and ride.
Credits to me, please.
Jesus was a cowboy. How much you want to bet somebody's already wrote that song?
Probably.
Let's look
and
see.
I just got good brains.
Me just got good brains, Pa.
Shush.
You're a fucking idiot.
Shush your chalupa mouth.
Chalupa mouth. Anyway.
Boil us like a block of cheddar cheese.
You're such an asshole. Jesus was a cowboy. I told you somebody had already wrote it.
They did. Yes. They stole my idea.
I do good and damn well that somebody at some point in time had to be like, you know what? Jesus was a cowboy. Mm-hmm.
No, my Jesus was a Jedi now. He ain't a cowboy.
You can't write that song, really.
I didn't say it was a song.
Let's see how many times it's been listened to.
I just said he is.
Best written song.
That says best ever written.
Oh, yeah. Wow, they nailed it. Jesus and Cowboys. Apparently, it's a good song.
I came up with it. They stole my idea.
Well, it was an organic idea. Anywho. All right. Well, real quick, I'm fixing to get off here. But this coming up week, and don't you get mad, I'll be down in Panama City Beach all week. I'm bringing my equipment with me to record some shows. So if you guys are anywhere in the state of Florida or just South Alabama, South Georgia, whatever.
Sorry.
Okay, and you want to record a show with me, I need you to hit me up. Hit me up on my Instagram at JLTerry87 or my Snapchat, JLTerry87. It's real hard to catch me anywhere else. I mean, you could email me at JLTerry87@gmail.com, too. I might get it that way. But if you're down that way and you want to jump on a show, top 1% show globally, we got some statistics back on Friday, and I was very happy to wake up to that. Let's see what else. What other big shit we got coming up this month?
I like chicken nuggets.
Thanks, Grace. That was a big help. Also, y'all keep Lee Tucker's daddy in your prayers, please. I just thought about George and Lee. He's not out the woods or anything yet. They're still in the hospital down in Savannah. For all those who have asked me, please keep them and in your heart and in your prayers. August the 13th. Is my biggest show I've hosted yet at Live Oak in Nashville. Please, if you can come out, I'm going to have Brett Cherokee, Bobby Pinson. I talked to Miss Farron Rachels the other day. Hopefully, she's putting together a round for us. Trey Lewis is putting together a round for us. I'm also bringing y'all my favorites from down here in Georgia, Mr. Riley Anderson and David McMahon. Cole Goodwin's coming. I am going to pack out the lineup. From 5 o'clock in the afternoon to 11 o'clock tonight when we're there. We're going to record a show for like 2 hours. And if you're in Nashville and you want to jump on the show, the podcast part, come between 5 and 7 and just hang out with us. We'll get you on stage and you'll bullshit record. And if you're an artist who's been trying to get your music on this show, this would be a good opportunity for you to come up and play something and just sit around and bullshit with us for a little bit. It'll be fun. What are you doing over there?
We're spicy.
Oh, you're eating them hot nuggets from Burger King?
Mm-hmm, they're good. Okay. Tastes like buffalo shrimp.
There's probably more shrimp in that nugget than there is chicken, so you're probably right. Mm-hmm. That's artificial meat. You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, that's not real meat. It's like in, what do they call it? It's like impossible meat or some shit like that.
Like a Beyond Burger.
Beyond Burger, yeah. I don't think that's real chicken. But anyway, so we got that. And I just found out, too. I know I talked about them for a minute at the beginning of the show, but I really do want to say thank you to Ty and Kevin over at Cottonfield and Miss Anna and Alexis from Pearl Promoting. They are doing a jam-up job, guys. I'm talking about the stuff that they've got going on and even the people there that are all part of, is it Back Road? Don't I keep saying it wrong? What do you quit dancing because it's distracting me.
Sorry.
We've got a big announcement this week with them, and you guys are going to love it. But if you want to catch us out in person, you want to hang out with us, you want to do some fun shit with us, I'm telling y'all, you guys got to either come to Snead, Alabama, over to Cottonfield when I'm there, and I'll be there the 26th again of August. I just found out a while ago that I'll be there. Back Road Park Venue, go follow them on Facebook. Pearl Promoting, go follow them on Facebook. Cottonfield Grill, follow them. But I'll be back there the 26th of August. That whole week before it, though, I'll be in Nashville. So you guys come out, have some fun with us. We're coming up on our three-year anniversary of the show August the 1st. That was the first episode we ever put out. And because of you guys, I get to do shit like this. I get to hang out with my daughter. I get to hang out with my friends for a living. I get to have fun. So I want to, for the next couple months, I really want to show my appreciation to you guys. I want to know who you want to have on the show. I want you to tell me things we could be doing different on the show. Pretty much, I'm very grateful. Gracie said I wasn't a while ago, but I am. I'm extremely grateful to each and every one of y'all.
Yeah, he is.
Can you not do that in the mic while it's recording there, bud?
What I do is.
Yeah, they're picking up the noise. I can see it on my screen.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, you asshole.
I'll put my ass down.
Thank you. Anyway, I just want to thank y'all. And we've got some more good shit coming up. The Hummingbird, the 19th. Isn't it the 19th? Let me look real fast. One of the guys that I got to know in country music first a long time ago is Trey Landon. And I love me some Trey Landon. He is one of my buddies. Congratulations on your engagement, by the way, bud. Where's it at right here? Yeah, August the 19th in Macon, Georgia. Cole Goodwin and Trey Landon. I cannot wait. If you haven't been to one of Josh Terry's Honky Tonk Nights at the Hummingbird yet, you don't know how cool they are and how much fun they are. This one right here is going to be a blast. And then we also, on September the 2nd, have got Ashley Cook. Y'all see her all over TikTok, all over everything. She's been on the Grand Ole Opry. She was just on, I think, Good Morning America and some more shit. But Ashley Cook, September the 2nd. And I know we got Sam Groh. There it is. Sam Groh, September the 22nd at the Hummingbird. So we have got jam-packed shit the next 2 months. And I want to make sure that you guys are a part of it as much as you want to be. So please reach out to me. We did a little bit of math the other day. And if there's 5 million shows in the world, like it says, we're in the top 1,500. And that is fucking huge to me. And it's only because of you guys. And I am extremely, extremely grateful. I couldn't do none of this without y'all listening and enjoying the show. So just thank each and every one of y'all. Gracie, come tell them goodbye. And let's get the hell out of here. Gracie had done got the hell up to go chew on her ice somewhere. Shut up. And like I said, Panama City Beach from the 31st, which is tomorrow, all the way until Friday of this week, August the 4th. So you guys come and hang out. Hit me up. Come to a show. Come get some drinks. Come bullshit with us. Play a little golf. I talked to my buddy Justin Danger earlier, Justin Nunley, and we're going to go play some golf and do some shit together. So, I would love to hang out and meet some of you guys, too, if possible. So, y'all just let me know. All right, Grace. Tell them thank you for listening, and let's get the fuck out of here. Say something nice about your dad.
Something nice?
Yeah, like, be nice to me for 2 seconds. So, like, if I die on this trip, like, I can always look back and listen to this, like, in heaven.
So, since I'm Anakin,
Are you really relating us to Star Wars right now?
You're Obi-Wan, so, you know,
you kill Obi-Wan.
What?
You kill Obi-Wan.
No, I don't.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Yes, you do.
I'm talking about in Revenge of the Sith.
I'm talking about my Star Wars. Darth Vader chops down Obi-Wan.
Said Anakin, not Darth Vader.
Okay,
so.
Whatever. Same fucking
anyway,
person.
Anyway, the battle on Revenge of the Sith. You win. You win. Well, I sizzle. But I come back more powerful. So basically, I win. But, you know.
That's the nice thing you want to say is that I win?
Yeah. For a little bit. Then I come back. All right. Bye.
So we'll see y'all later.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.